This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Appointed FBI Director Christopher Wray was on the Hill, attempting to save face for the Bureau clearly overcome with a biased political agenda, wielding federal powers to benefit Mueller's Russian witch hunt, Hillary Clinton's breach of national security, Obama's corrupt DOJ, and Comey's lapdog FBI.
Here's what I think, Director Wray. I think Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI, Peter Strzok, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, did all the interviews, Peter Strzok, the guy who was running the Russian investigation at the FBI, Peter Strzok, Mr. Super Agent at the FBI, I think he's the guy who took the application to the FISA court. And if that happened, I mean, think if this happened, if you had the FBI working with a campaign, the Democrats' campaign, taking opposition research, dressing it all up and turning it into an intelligence document and taking it to the FISA court so they could spy on the other campaign, if that happened, that is as wrong as it gets. And you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. You could clear it all up. You could clear it all up for all of us here, all the Congress who wants to know, and frankly, all of America who wants to know. You could clear it all up by releasing. We sent you a letter 2 days ago. Just release the application. Tell us what was in it. Tell us if I'm wrong. But I don't think I am. I think that's exactly what happened. And if it did, it is as wrong as it can be. And people who did that need to be held accountable.
Surely you've examined the definition and the distinction between extreme carelessness and also extreme carelessness and the gross negligence that's within the statute. Are you really going to tell us today that you don't have an opinion on that distinction?
Gross negligence is the language in the statute, I believe. But I believe also that almost anybody who grabbed a thesaurus would say that gross negligence and extremely careless are pretty darn close to each other.
The Democrats are actually scared that the whole Russia investigation is going to turn against them. I mean, these are pretty remarkable revelations that we saw yesterday with Christopher Wray, who, by the way, is another deep state operative. He was part of the Enron prosecution with Wiseman and Comey. And, you know, it's pretty clear that that was an operative prosecution that was largely discredited, overturned in the district, the circuit courts. And Christopher Wray was part of that operation. Yesterday, he refused to answer questions about whether this Fusion GPS dossier, the discredited dossier, was used to get FISA court approval to wiretap electronic surveillance on the Trump campaign. And I think it's very clear, as Jim Jordan pointed out yesterday in the House Judiciary Committee, that this is at the core of the corruption. And now we find out that this judge who recused himself in the Flynn prosecution, we didn't know why until we found out that he is on the FISA court and could be perhaps the very one who gave the FBI approval to wiretap Trump and his campaign based on this lying fake dossier.
And now we've got fake indictments out of the swamp, out of these kept grand juries. And the word is Mueller's looking at an indictment, maybe even of Trump, by Christmas. Are they crazy enough to try to pull this off when in front of God country and the whole world naked as jaybirds, they're all one big crew engaged in massive fraud openly?
Following the oversight hearing, Representative Trey Gowdy wrote on Twitter, "When all other institutions we trust, including Congress, appear to be broken, we want to be able to look to the FBI. I am counting on Director Wray to go back to work for the blindfolded woman holding a set of scales." Well, we'll see about that. The FBI needs to begin by investigating itself. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
All right, and I'm David Knight, and we're here live, and right after the break, we're going to give you an update on what's happening in the Roy Moore election, the Alabama Senate election. That's what I call it, the Roy Moore. It's his to lose. It's a highly Republican area. We're going to see what happens in that and what is happening. More news breaking in that, as well as the Pentagon will be audited. There are trillions of dollars missing. They even have 44,000 troops they can't account for. I mean, this is serious stuff, folks. Stay with us when we come back. We'll get into those subjects and more.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Sunday, December the 10th. You know, it's amazing because this last week we had CNN come out and say, Trump, the promise keeper. That's what's got them so upset. They never expected him to do half of what he said he was going to do. And here we are a year in, and he's delivered on quite a bit of stuff, in spite of the fact that you have the uniparty leaders, both Republican and Democrats, who have tried to block him on every measure. And even people in his own cabinet, which it's interesting how he has surrounded himself with people who are against the agenda that he campaigned on, and yet he continues to outmaneuver them and shut them down and deliver on his agenda. One of these items was, of course, the moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, the announcement that he would do that, but also recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And it got all these Democrats upset. They're really angry about this. And here's two of them. As we've got Julian Assange tweets out, says, Bernie Sanders, along with 90 other senators, unanimously voted to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem just this last June. You know, we talked about the Jerusalem Embassy Act that was passed in 1995. In the Senate, it was passed 93-5. And I would imagine if you go back and look, I'm just guessing here, but Sanders and Feinstein have been there for so long, they probably were the ones who voted for it even back in 1995. And since then, we've had all these presidents not doing what they said they were going to do. They would promise so that they could get elected. They would promise certain interest groups. And that's the key thing to understand here. Whether you agree with this or not, understand the way the politicians lie to us and the way these people are complicit. Because we saw the same thing happen on the Republican side with Obamacare. They kept coming out and saying, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to campaign on that. We're going to have votes to shut it down and so forth. But then when it could really pass, the Republicans refused to vote for it. And so you see on the Democrat side, they kept promising their constituents in areas where they had a lot of Jewish voters who wanted to see this happen. The majority of Americans don't really care. More than 50% of Americans don't care where the embassy is, or they think that it was already in Jerusalem. They already thought we'd recognize that as a capital. But there's about a quarter who are very strongly for and another quarter that are very strongly against. And these people are people that could be used when it comes time to run for office. Dianne Feinstein was one of these. She's out there saying, this is a terrible decision. It is dangerous. There's a reason that for the last several decades, all these presidents have not done this. And now you've done this. Because he said he would. And you said you were going to do this, and you got elected, and you took money from these lobby groups who wanted the embassy moved. You voted for it multiple times, Dianne Feinstein, and now you're outraged because Donald Trump actually did it. And that's what we see all the time. We see it on our issues as well. That's the way these people govern. And that's the thing that is so amazing to us and so refreshing and so infuriating to them. Bernie Sanders says there's a reason why none of these presidents would do this. This is going to undermine the peace process, and Blumenthal out of Connecticut and so on. They all are saying the same thing. And then you've got Trump's action in terms of shutting down the illegal executive orders of Barack Obama in terms of stealing hundreds of millions of acres. And Trump just reverses a small part of a couple of these in Utah. The Bear's Ears and the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. They're not monuments. They don't want to go through the whole process of declaring it a national park. Instead, what he did was he went back and he found an obscure law that hadn't been used, never used in this way. It was never intended to be used in this way. The Antiquities Act, which was set up to preserve land that was some kind of Indian antiquities or whatever, to preserve a small area there so it would not be looted by people who are looking for souvenirs and so forth, to protect that area. The famous Devil's Tower that you see out there was done that way. And they only it took a couple hundred acres around Devil's Tower. They didn't take hundreds of millions of acres, which is the way Obama used it. Because Obama wanted to lock up these lands for federal control. And that truly is stealing our land, stealing the people's land. That's what the whole Bundy issue is about. The fact that the federal government owns 80 to 90% of the land in some of these western states, and they're going to use it for their crony capitalist buddies. They're going to sell this as a senator, whether you're Harry Reid or you're John McCain. If you're part of that corrupt establishment, you can pass that over to some foreign corporation, as John McCain did, the Tonto National Forest. Obama didn't protect that. They're going to turn that into a massive crater, and it's being turned over to a foreign corporation. This is something that has historical significance to the Indians, cultural significance to them, religious significance to them. It is a natural area that was a recreational area that other people wanted to preserve. Instead, it's turned over to a foreign corporation that's going to strip mine it. You'll be able to see the hole from space. And that's what they want to do throughout Utah. That's why they were running all the ranchers off. That's why Clive and Bundy took a stand. All the other ranchers in that area had been run off. He said, from where I am all the way to the Pacific Ocean, they run all the ranchers off because they want to take this land. They can use it for the uranium. They can use it for solar power projects with the Chinese. You name it. They've got a long list of things that they want to use it for personally. It's part of the Agenda 21 idea. They're going to lock us in the cities. The rest of the area is going to be off limits. So when President Trump rolls back just a little bit of these two projects where Obama misused a law and did it by executive order, and so President Trump came in and with his executive order, he repealed it. And so Patagonia, the people who sell clothing, for those of you who are outdoors, remember this as you're shopping. It was Patagonia who comes out and says, the president stole your land. That's right, but they didn't say which president. It was Obama who stole our land, not President Trump. Patagonia posted a small message underneath a message on its website calling Trump's executive orders shrinking Utah's Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments, quote, an illegal move. No, it was Obama's moves that were illegal. But this is the way we're seeing they react to this. Even the people like Dianne Feinstein, Bernie Sanders, and others who have voted time and time again to move the Jerusalem embassy are outraged when President Trump actually does what he says he's going to do. And that's why you've got these journalists coming back and attacking President Trump when he exposes this false narrative. And again, why would this guy think it was important to tweet out an empty stadium? Well, it's because he wants to ridicule the president. He wants to mock him. Oh, look, nobody showed up to his rally. No, actually they did. But then when President Trump did that, you have these other journalists backing up the Washington Post guy who tweeted this stuff out. He apologized and he retracted it. But the other people are saying, he's a great reporter. He's a fantastic guide to this political age. I would say he is the icon of this political age. The hit and run false attack. Another one, Dan Pfeiffer says, Trump is attacking Dave Weigel because he is sad and vain. So it continues on. Or another one, Tommy Vitor, I don't know who he works for. The irony of this clown wanting someone fired for misrepresenting a crowd size is too much. And yet they were the ones, aren't they, who made such a big deal about the size of the inauguration crowd and went on and on and on about it. Why did they do that? Why did they do that? Well, that was their intent. Their intent was to ridicule. Another one, Jessica Valenti. The president of the United States targeting a reporter for mass harassment is a much bigger deal than a reporter mistakenly tweeting a photo. Why? Why is it a bigger deal? Why is it the president who, again, every time he makes a comment, every time he points out how they are lying in a weaponized way for their own political agenda, when he points out that they are not objective, that they're highly politicized and partisan, when he points that out, they go furious and they accuse him of being a tyrant who wants to shut down free speech. Now, he has a bully pulpit. He has a right to speak as well. And this other guy, Kyle Griffin, says the president calling for a journalist to be fired seems like a public threat to the First Amendment. See, that's where they're always coming with this. And it's like, no, you know, jailing him would be a threat to the First Amendment, or maybe destroying his business, as these people support with the gay wedding cake issue. Right. Who has free speech? Can you compel other people to do things that they don't want to do? See, when you jail people or you shut down their businesses, but when you say, hey, this guy ought to be fired, or you ought to fire these players who are disrespecting the national anthem, the flag, veterans at these football games, that's just good business advice for these people, advice that they won't take. Why? Because the NFL, just like the Washington Post, CNN, they're highly politicized, and they care more about their politics than succeeding. They'll be willing to let the NFL burn down just like they'll burn down CNN and Washington Post, and we'll be glad to...
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
So, are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson? Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We have a couple of sales I want to tell you about before we go back to the Pentagon, trying to figure out where all the money and troops went. They have lost trillions of dollars worth of money and $44,000 soldiers. Yeah, it's that bad. When you get government this size, here's the problem with Washington. When it has grown to the cancerous size that it is now, there's absolutely no way that anybody can control it. And we're seeing this a good example. This is the Pentagon, how the purpose of government has been perverted, and it is absolutely, totally unmanageable. Before we get back to that, though, I just want to remind you of some of the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is an advanced formula designed to help energize mitochondrial function and sustain healthy cell cycles. Take a look at the research on BioPQQ. There's hundreds of clinical studies showing BioPQQ and how effective it is. That is why DNA Force is such an expensive product and so difficult to produce. And a 33% discount off of that is a massive savings. So take advantage of that right now. It is something, if you look at the studies, that is very important for your health. It can have a great deal of benefit for your health at any age. Also, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's been 50% off for a while. It is selling so quickly, we're going to have to take this off in the next day or so. I'm not sure if this is the last day or if it's going to be ending at the beginning of the week, but it is now 50% off. It is our multivitamin and mineral formula. You can put it in a drink mix. It tastes great the way it is, or you can add whatever you want to make it taste, to conform to whatever your tastes are. And you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. That's what I like about Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. Now 50% off. Finally, Super Blue fluoride-free products, 50% off. That's our toothpaste, our mouthwash. Again, it doesn't have fluoride, which can be harmful. If you look at the instructions on a typical fluoride toothpaste, it says, hey, if you swallow this stuff, contact poison control. We don't want to poison you. We've been trying to warn people and give them water filters so they can filter out the fluoride that is put into the water source. There's been numerous studies showing how that's harmful, but iodine is actually very good, and it fights bacteria, along with nano silver. I don't think you're going to find any other toothpaste anywhere that has nano silver. It's a great way to kill bacteria that cause gum disease. The gum disease causes tooth loss, and it also causes heart disease. And Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a great-tasting toothpaste. So try it now if you haven't tried it. It's 50% off. You don't have anything to lose. I guarantee that if you haven't tried this, you're going to love it. And if you have tried it and you love it, that's a great time to stock up on it. 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste products, mouthwash, and so forth at InfoWarsStore.com. And we thank you for your support. Let's take a look at what's going on with the Pentagon. Again, one of the few legitimate uses of the federal government under the Constitution is to defend the country. But even that legitimate use can be abused if it is taken to extremes. And as Zero Hedge points out, the spirit of this country is totally adverse to a large military force. They didn't say that. Thomas Jefferson said that. He said that in a letter he wrote in 1807. But what do we have now? We have a global force to enforce the American empire. And as they point out, the United States has military personnel in nearly every country in the world, ranging from two liaison officers in Fiji to tens of thousands from all of the service branches in Japan and Germany, according to the report. Has it made us safer? I don't think so. When we are at war in seven different countries, I don't know how we continue to afford that. I don't know how that makes us safer. I don't know how that makes us freer or more prosperous. And I say, but perhaps the most important and equally absurd part of this is one considers the original beginnings of our humble republic envisioned by people like Madison and Jefferson is the fact that America's worldwide military presence is so big that the Pentagon itself can't track how many U.S. service members are deployed or where. This is something that is coming out of Stars and Stripes, the military newspaper. And the headline, so this is not The Onion. The headline is, report, 44,000 unknown military personnel stationed around the world. So the U.S. military has more than 44,000 troops across the globe. The Pentagon claims it cannot track, according to a recent report. They are labeled as unknown. And again, this is not classified. It isn't like, oh, we can't tell you where they are. They put down unknown. And so Stars and Stripes is saying, what's going on here? So they asked some officers about this. And they said, we're looking into it. They said in recent press conferences, they've said, well, we have about 2,000 troops in Syria, but that was four times the previously acknowledged figure. So then an army spokesperson told reporters that 4,000 troops were deployed to Syria, after which he awkwardly walked back the statement that less than 30 seconds later, saying, I'm sorry, I misspoke there. There are approximately 500 in Syria. So what is it? Is it 2,000, 4,000, 500? They don't really know. An army spokesman talking to Stars and Stripes said, our commitment is to be as transparent as we can within the constraints of operation security. But it's also the case, so it's not just classified stuff. It says also the case that the Pentagon acknowledged in a statement that it has no good way to track how many service members are stationed overseas, where they are, and when they were there, according to Stars and Stripes. There is no one personnel system in the Defense Department that tracks the daily location of the personnel. So it isn't just, oh, it's classified. And so when I look at this, and I say, they're looking at the missing money. In 2015 alone, they had a staggering $6.5 trillion in funds unaccounted for out of their budget, $2.8 trillion of wrongful adjustments occurring in just one quarter. Somebody should show this report to Bob Corker, who said he would not spend another penny. He would not allow the deficit to go up by one penny. Just remind him that we've got about $9.5 trillion missing here. So maybe if he wants to be Mr. Fiscal Hawk, maybe he should start looking at the Defense Department. But when I look at these 44,000 soldiers and they don't know where they are, I mean, are they like marooned on a Japanese island or something since World War II? Where did they go? They don't know because it's such a big bureaucracy, and that's the point. If you want to have better government, we're going to have smaller government. We're going to back to a government that's the size of the Constitution. It isn't going to help us to have campaign spending limits or federal campaign finance. If you've got a black hole of power and money, you are going to draw the most corrupt people and programs into that. And there's nothing you're going to do to stop it. No reporting system, no system of prohibitions. When you're talking about tens of trillions of dollars to be had by any criminal who gets influence and peddling in Washington, D.C., it's going to happen. And no prohibition is going to stop it. The only prohibition that's going to stop it is to get the money and the power out of Washington and back to the people, to decentralize it. That was the original plan. The original plan was not to have us be an occupying force in every country in the world. The original plan was for America to not be an empire. The original plan was for citizens to have the ability, the training, to defend this country when and if that was necessary. And this is an absolute gargantuan distortion. It is like a metastasized cancer. And that is every aspect of our government. But of course, Pentagon especially, we see the National Defense Authorization Act always gets passed. And they'll put anything in there and get it passed. That's why you see so many corrupt things finding their way into the NDAA. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Roger Stone.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking to Roger Stone, of course, an InfoWars contributor. You can find him on The War Room Monday through Friday. That begins at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and Roger is on there pretty much every day, aren't you, Roger, I think, for 1 hour. But I wanted to talk to Roger today about a couple of things that are happening, because Roger always knows what's going on, the inside baseball in Washington. And he wrote an article for Daily Caller talking about the time, it's time for real net neutrality. You know, Roger, when I was talking about the news earlier, looking at the death threats to FCC Commissioner Pai, I mentioned the fact that they shut you down for nothing, and yet these are people saying, hey, we should sneak up behind him and inject him with bleach. We need to kill him, kill his family. All that stuff is left up there. They put this term up there, net neutrality, just like they had the Congressional Accountability Act, which provided a $17 million slush fund to hide the sexual assaults of congressmen. We now have this thing called net neutrality. They always come up with these wonderful labels because that's the high ground for their arguments, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's as they say, bass ackward. It is ironic that they have grabbed the moral high ground in this argument. Let me try to break this down, David. The net neutrality rules passed under Barack Obama are anything but. The only neutrality that they provide for is for the ISPs, the service providers, Comcast, Verizon, AT&T. It guarantees their equal access and equal treatment, but it leaves untouched the Googles, the Facebooks, the Amazons, the Twitters. They're free to censor or defame conservative contributors, to silence our voices entirely, precisely what's happened in my own case. Now, I feel sorry for Ajit Pai, the FCC commissioner, because every single day, even though I'm still not on Twitter, you will find threats to kill me, disfigure my wife, kill my children, kill my grandchildren, kill my dogs.
Go back in time and kill everybody, all of your ancestors. Exactly. Yeah, that's
extraordinary. And those people are not banned. They are still very much on Twitter. So the new net neutrality rules provide for real protection of the First Amendment and free speech. So when you go online and you see liberals talking about net neutrality, that's the last thing they want. They want to continue to censor voices like Alex Jones or InfoWars, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Big League Politics. They're manipulating the algorithms. They're using a technique called shadow banning. They are attempting to provide us unequal access to this vibrant and important media.
We just had Julian Assange tweet out today. He said the AI revolution will not be televised because they will use AI to censor people's speech about what is going on. That's what we're now seeing. You're talking about the algorithms to censor people. And it's what we saw, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago when you had the Twitter executive going before congressional testimony and giving congressional testimony. They said, wait a minute, we saw this story from InfoWars. Why was that there? Why wasn't that? Well, we took care of that. We took it down. Well, why did it take so long? Well, let's talk about that privately, Congressman. It's out in the open. They're talking about us and others by name. This is where the censorship is coming from. It's coming from the people who are pushing this so-called net neutrality.
Thank goodness for the election of Donald Trump and the appointment and majority of commissioners at the FCC who understand this issue. We are going to strike a blow for freedom here very, very shortly.
Yes, very important. People understand where that is coming from. And what, when we look at this, and we look at the case that's being argued before the Supreme Court right now, that we've seen several of these where you have a gay couple come in and say, we want a photographer or we want somebody who's doing a wedding to be at our wedding. And they say, no, I find that offensive. That's my personal choice not to do that. And they say, but you must do that. And yet they don't. Whatever you think about that particular case, why, if a small company, an individual local baker or photographer must do this because they have a marketplace here, why aren't those same rules being applied to these massive social media companies like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, or Google itself? Why aren't those same rules being applied to them when they have a de facto monopoly? Why shouldn't they have to evenly serve everybody? That's the question that I think anybody's asking.
Well, it's time for these big internet companies to be regulated like a utility. I mean, AT&T is a private company, but you cannot be denied a telephone. Look, I'm for individual freedom. That's the right to marry anyone you want. It's also the right to either deliver the wedding cake or not deliver the wedding cake, depending on your individual view. I hold both of these things equally. If we are for individual personal freedom, it must extend in this area as well. For too long, libertarian and conservative voices have been silenced on the internet. We have seen repeatedly the demonetization of YouTube videos by conservative commentators and voices like Alex Jones and others. Enough is enough. Donald Trump's election is going to allow us to grab back free access of the internet for everyone. By the way, under these rules, liberals and progressives could not be censored either. I'm for free speech for everyone, David.
That's right. And when we see the mainstream media, as we have several times, it's like almost a daily occurrence, we have some major story where they lie about the data or they misrepresent it, saying, oh, look, this came out at before President Trump was elected. We had conversations that we've now, oh, no, that happened later on, and we already knew about that. Or just as they did in the last couple of days, saying that President Trump's son was trying to get WikiLeaks information, and it turns out that it had already been tweeted out a day earlier. Somebody sent him an email. He said, I hadn't even seen it. He said, people are sending me emails all the time. But when they put this stuff out and President Trump exposes it and criticizes them for these false attacks, they always accuse him of censorship. It's not censorship.
Yeah, no, look, it's laughable. The hypocrisy of the left is extraordinary. You will remember when Alex Jones and I first raised the questions about Hillary Clinton's health. This wasn't based on something we'd seen online. This was based on our own two eyes. You could see her coughing fits. You could see
based
her
on her two eyes as well, because they were going in different directions at certain times, right?
Right. And, you know, she needed help to get up one flight of stairs.
Yeah.
Now suddenly that was off limits. We were denounced. The Clinton campaign attacked Alex by name. They put out a written statement accusing me of making the whole thing up. Now, however, you see the mainstream media viciously attacking Donald Trump over his health. Oh, he's sick. He's not well. He's crazy. He's non-compos mentis. That's perfectly all right. Look, this is laughable.
Yeah.
I predicted this on the Alex Jones show months ago. If Mueller shoots and misses, which I think he certainly shoots, how that plays out, we don't know, then they will move to the 25th Amendment strategy, removing Donald Trump because he's quote-unquote crazy, which he most certainly is not. But you see Senator Corker, you see Don Lemon from CNN, you see all these voices more and more. Keith Olbermann, although I don't know how he tweets from a straitjacket, must be interesting. You know, this whole idea that Trump is not mentally well, that's perfectly acceptable commentary. But when we criticized Hillary's obviously frail health, well, we were bully boys.
And, of course, it's the vast left-wing conspiracy that they keep repeating over and over again, the Russian conspiracy, for which they have no proof whatsoever, and they cannot get away from that. We're going to talk about that when we come back. I want to ask Roger Stone about a column that he had about the bad advice that President Trump is getting from his lawyers. Also want to ask him about the reports that retired CIA agents working with Blackwater founder claimed that H.R. McMaster approved the spy job on the Trump.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
To your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there, you have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right, well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Roger Stone. We're going to ask Roger about this tweet that President Trump's lawyer, John Dowd, took credit for. Did a mea culpa. It was a head-scratcher at the very least. It really got the left fired up. It's another one of these nothing burgers that they thought they really had something, but it certainly got them talking. And the fact that he would word something like that imprecisely and then take credit for it, saying, I had control of the tweets. We're going to talk to Roger about that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the items that we have on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We have DNA Force now 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. That's our multivitamin and mineral formula that you can drink. It's a great-tasting drink mix. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills to get your baseline vitamins and minerals. That is now 50% off. And we have 50% off all the Super Blue fluoride-free products. That's our toothpaste, mouthwash that do not have fluoride, but instead they have iodine and nano silver. That's going to kill the bacteria that leads to gum disease and tooth loss as well as heart disease, and it is a great-tasting toothpaste. If you haven't tried it, now is a great time to try it. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you tried it, and I'm sure you'll love it, it's a great time to stock up. 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free products at InfoWarsStore.com. Roger, you've been saying that this tweet that went out saying, I had to fire General Flynn because he lied to the vice president and the FBI. That was then used by the left to say, look, this is obstruction of justice. He fired Comey because of this. And then the attorney, his attorney, John Dowd, came out and said, well, I wrote that. It was sloppy. It was very inaccurate. I mean, what do you think about his lawyers here?
No, I don't, that episode. I think the president's lawyers are giving him incredibly bad advice. I really don't think they understand the enmity of the deep state and the two-party elite duopoly that have run this country into the ground. They have every intention of removing our president. It is unrealistic for Ty Cobb, a lawyer who obviously stole his name from a baseball player, to tell the president that he will shortly have a letter from Mueller clearing him entirely on the question of Russian collusion. I'm telling you, that isn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. Instead, I believe the president's lawyers are sleepwalking him right into the blade. This is an extraordinary mistake. The president needs to take the Mueller inquiry more seriously. This is a completely partisan get Trump effort that is not going to stop. And that tweet, at least on the face of it, appears to set the president up for an obstruction charge. Remember, previously he told us that Flynn was fired because he lied to the vice president. Now he's suddenly saying, no, Flynn was fired because he lied to the FBI. That would, of course, mean that when he told Comey to end the Flynn investigation, he was arguably guilty of obstruction. So then John Dow dives on the grenade and says, no, the president didn't send that. I sent it. This is not only sloppy, but I think it's dangerous. The president needs to get real. As I said in the first segment, I'm convinced that if Mueller shoots and misses, that they will then move to a 25th Amendment strategy, removing Trump because they claim he is non-compos mentis, that he is crazy around the bend. I've talked to the president. He's just as sharp as he's ever been. This is a false narrative being promulgated mostly by the talking heads on CNN, but the political establishment will never rest until they can negate the results of the last election. That's what this is really about. And you are not doing the president a service by telling him that he's about to be cleared when, in my opinion, he is not. Now, the Drudge Report picked up my interview with the New York Daily News on this subject last week, for which I am gratified. But I think it's very important that the president's supporters and the president's friends tell him the truth, that his lawyers are leading him down the primrose path to the gallows. I believe that with my entire heart and soul, and I am deeply, deeply concerned that they are not taking the Mueller inquiry seriously enough.
You know, I think probably his best defender, maybe he needs to get rid of these guys and hire Alan Dershowitz. You know, he wrote a book called Trumped Up. He said, there's nothing here. There isn't any crime. He can fire the FBI director. The FBI director works for him under the Justice Department. And he said, and so has Judge Napolitano. He says, look, it's not obstruction if you're not trying to hide something that is criminal. There is no crime here. And so the only thing you could say is, hey, I don't like, I want you to go spend your time trying to find criminals and terrorists who are trying to do things here in the United States instead of going down this rabbit trail with this. That'd be perfectly legitimate to do. And if you feel like the guy is wasting resources on a political witch hunt, it'd be perfectly fine to shut that down as well. Because if this isn't about a crime, if Comey and Mueller and the rest of these people, Rod Rosenstein, if this is a political persecution looking to get something on Trump and others with a process crime, they'd be perfectly fine to shut that down. There's absolutely no reason that you couldn't do that.
Well, it's obvious from the president's tweets and some of his public comments that his lawyers have convinced him that it's somehow improper for him to give direction to the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
false. The Justice Department is an extension of the executive branch. The president has every right to give direct orders to Jeff Sessions. Now, I personally am opposed to the idea of firing Mueller, although he certainly merits it, because of the obvious mainstream media analogy to the Saturday Night Massacre and Richard Nixon. It's unnecessary, David. The president needs to direct Jeff Sessions, give him a direct order, appoint a special prosecutor in the matter of Uranium One. That would immediately entail a federal investigation of Mr. Mueller, the former FBI director, Mr. Comey, the former FBI director, Assistant FBI Director Andrew McCabe, and the supervising U.S. attorney in the Uranium One matter, Rod Rosenstein.
That's right, the whole group.
If those four gentlemen are under federal investigation by a special prosecutor, say Andrew McCarthy or Judge Andrew Napolitano or Trey Gowdy or some other honest broker, well, they cannot possibly continue to function in this Get Trump Brigade that is the special counsel. It is interesting that as soon as I proposed this, within minutes, literally, Vanity Fair and Raw Story, the worst of the worst left-wing fake news sites, were out with stories saying why the president should not and could not do this. That's how I know it's exactly the right thing to do.
Oh, I think that would be a genius move because, again, he doesn't have to make it look as if it's they're going to argue obstruction if he tries to fire Mueller, even though he has the authority, even though there isn't any special prosecutor law. That was allowed to expire in 1999. We don't even know the rules under which the special prosecutor is operating because there is no law. And so there isn't any process.
Actually, David, we do know. He's operating under no rules whatsoever.
That's right. Yeah, they won't declare it. Yeah.
Under the old special prosecutor law, expanding the scope of his probe requires the written permission of the attorney general. This guy does anything he wants.
That's right.
Stunning
news. And there was oversight by three judges and so forth. None of that stuff applies anymore. He just does whatever he wishes.
And the most chilling piece of information this week is the fact that the special prosecutor has subpoenaed the Deutsche Bank records into the $300 million portfolio of real estate developments by Donald Trump.
Yes.
What does this have to do with Russian collusion? Nothing whatsoever. It's a witch hunt. It's time for Mr. Mueller and Mr. Comey and Mr. McCabe and Mr. Rosenstein. It's their time in the barrel, so to speak.
If you want to get a process crime against somebody, the easiest way to do it, first of all, is to have a surprise deposition on them and say, oh, you lied on some of the details. This is what they did to Flynn. But the next easiest thing to do is financial crimes because it is so complex and there's so many different rules and regulations and it's subject to interpretation. As anybody who has looked at the IRS rules know, it is far more complicated with these international rules. And that's ultimately what they're after. I think your strategy is exactly what needs to happen, Roger Stone. The idea that, that they would start to investigate Uranium One, which is where all of these people running this thing without any oversight, without any rules, without any law, they were all involved in Uranium One. Well, that's it for today's broadcast. Thank you again, Roger, for joining us. I'm David Knight. And again, join me in the morning at 8 a.m. for Real News right here on the InfoWars Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.